Welcome all, I'm Parker Butler, and this is the 19th week of the LibertyWingspan.com Politics Podcast. This weekly podcast, I'll talk about some of the top political stories of the week, discuss my thoughts on those stories, and more. If anyone would like to share their opinions or suggest a topic, you can email us at LibertyWingspanStaff@gmail.com. Now first this week, Trump has submitted his budget to Congress. Now this is when the endless debates and behind closed doors discussions begin. Simply put, the budget is, you know, in my opinion, pretty abysmal from both a humane perspective and a mathematical perspective. Now, I'm not going to get into the minutia of it, but the overall theme is that it cuts social programs and increases defense spending. It cuts education, health and human services. Really, anything you can think of that is a part of the fabric of a civil society is cut. And beyond just the funding cuts, it also aims to flat out eliminate over 60 federal programs, including grants for education, the low-income home energy assistance program, National Wildlife Refuge Fund, science-related funding, the Chemical Safety Board, National Endowment for the Arts, and even programs that are central to helping rural and other downtrodden areas that voted for Trump in big numbers. On the other hand, it increases defense spending by almost $500 billion. Also, Republican Senator John McCain said the budget is, quote, dead on arrival. So we'll see about that. Next, this week on Monday, a terrorist attack occurred at a concert in Manchester, England. The weapon used was a nail bomb, which, if you don't know, is a bomb that uses nails in order to kill a larger amount of people. 22 people were killed in this attack, many of them children. It's just a very tragic incident. We know that the attacker was British-born, but traveled to Libya days before the attack, which of course basically confirms that this was carried out by a terrorist that we can presume is related in some way to radical Islamic terrorism. Now, I haven't really talked a whole lot about terrorism in this podcast. Like most things in politics, you know, it's a very touchy subject. Obviously, anyone who commits these acts of terror are cowards and they don't represent the billions of Muslims worldwide. I don't want to get too controversial, so you know, I'll just leave it at this. I don't consider myself religious. I consider myself an atheist, but I respect the religious beliefs of others and their right to worship, as long as their religious beliefs do not infringe on my or any other person's constitutional rights. Now, that being said, all religions have a history that involves lots of violence, and their histories include lots of actions that we in the modern world consider extremely uncivilized. And so we're seeing the schism between an extreme and militant minority versus other moderate sects of Islam, as well as us, of course, in the Western world, Europe, North America, what have you. It's something that you usually read about in a world history textbook, but instead it's playing out before our eyes in the world today. And so the idea that I'm trying to get at is that religious and non-religious people have got to come together against religious extremism across the world. There are Christian extremists here in the United States. Some of them are even elected into political office. There are Islamic extremists in Iraq and Syria, and even Buddhist extremists in places like Sri Lanka. The moral of the story is that democracy, freedom of religion, and freedom from religion, and other values are what's at stake in the fight against religious extremism. And I think that's where I'll leave it off. Anyways, that's it for the political podcast this week. Just a heads up, next week will be the final episode of Politics with Parker for this school year. I'm Parker Butler, and thank you for listening.